Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of January 2017, and this is the 722nd Mole Out Loud podcast. And I just did a podcast, and I must have forgotten to press record or not pressed it hard enough because there was nothing there when I finished, which is a bit sad, really. And so I'm now talking to you again, but I think I'm going to have to abbreviate it a bit because I'm talking to my sister on Skype soon. We're about to have a work session. It's a lovely, coolish day today, and I'm really enjoying these cool days. And I've also had a lovely other treat today in that a whole lot of Christmas things arrived in the post, cards and a parcel. At last, Australia Post seems to be delivering again. I don't think it delivered at all during Christmas and New Year. Maybe it did. But my neighbour as well got a whole lot of Christmas things today, so we had a very full letterbox. And I've set all my cards up. So I'm going to decide that today is the first day of Christmas, so that my 12th day of Christmas is not this week, which would be absurd, but will be around the 18th of January, so that I can really enjoy these cards in front of me. Several of them are very kind of snowy, and that's always welcome and will be extremely welcome on Saturday when it's going to be really very, very hot. I had a delivery yesterday as well. It wasn't the post, it was another delivery service, and it was for my neighbour who received her galley proofs for her book that she's been writing for many, many, many years. And so it was wonderful to be with her when she opened it, and very, very exciting to see this thing coming back across the world in with a cover and proper pagination and so on. And I was a bit envious as well as being very pleased, and it really made me recognise how wonderful it was to have something finished that one's created. It's so easy to lose sight of an end product when you're in the middle of something for a long time, as I am. So I'm hoping that this is going to galvanize me a bit into seeing what I'm doing as a finished product. I do remind myself from time to time, but probably not quite often enough. So that was another bit of a reminder that in order to get something finished, you need to write it. Today has been a good day for writing, mainly, I must say, because the cafe has reopened. And although I had quite a sleepy day today, I had another long rest this morning. I went to the cafe for a couple of hours in the afternoon and got a good bit of editing and writing done. I have begun to list my word counts for each day, although it's not very satisfactory because word counts are obviously about additional words, and often I'm doing a lot of editing out at the same time, so I can end up with very tiny amounts. But I did notice on Scrivener that there was something that asked you whether you wanted to include negative word counts. So I'm going to experiment with that, see exactly what it is. It may be for people who've finished their books and been told they need to cut 20,000 words. It may be for that rather than for this adding, subtracting, which I seem to be doing all the time. So I'm really, really grateful to the cafe for being there. I'm obviously work better when I've got other people about. With the cafe in the afternoons and the cave one evening a week, perhaps increasing this month, I'm not sure. I'm really finding it much, much easier. And that with work sessions with my sister and with the Creative Circle group that Michael Nobbs has started, and with his podcasts with their 20-minute work sessions, I find all those things immensely helpful. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to further your creative life a bit, that you've been able to dream about it, think about it, work on it, play with it, feel fed by it, feel nourished by the process. Thank you very much for listening to me, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday if I haven't completely melted.